The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard, airing on all platforms.
Today, we're going to the backyard with a band called Icarus Phoenix. They are from Baltimore. We've got Drew Danbury and the crew. And I'm going to let Drew kind of bring on our other guests that are in the backyard today. But they've got a couple songs, and we're going to play them during this episode. I'm going to let Drew kind of just jump on here. And first of all, Drew, welcome to the backyard of New York City. What part of Maryland are you in? Actually, Baltimore or Columbia? Where?
We're in the heart of Baltimore. I live in Hamden. Lena lives in
Locust Point, South Baltimore.
South Baltimore.
I live in Okinshaw.
Good. And that's Lena and Eli?
That's right.
Yes.
And so, Drew, you said Hamden, which is a town in Connecticut. You know, the podcast is in the backyard of the Big Apple, so we're in Connecticut. And then your last name is Danbury. Danbury is about 45 minutes up the road here from near Norwalk. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty stoked on that.
So you guys have these songs out. First of all, would you describe yourselves, Icarus Phoenix, as a Baltimore indie rock band?
I think that's a fair assessment. What do you guys think? Indie rock?
I think indie rock, yeah.
Yeah.
And so how long has the band been together and how many of you are in the band? Three or four?
There's four of us. Lena, when did you join?
I joined in May of this year, so almost a year now that I've been playing with Drew.
The band has had different iterations. The current iteration has been about a year, and I don't want to quantify which iteration is the best iteration, but I'm really, really excited about this situation that we're in right now currently.
So I found this very interesting, Drew. The songs were all written by you after divorcing your wife of 13 years and leaving your 8-year-old son and her to move across the country.
Yeah.
So tell us that little tidbit, because that's, you know, artists are all motivated by something, right? And so this kind of changed your life a little.
Yeah, you know, super fun. I've been with somebody for like 13 years, got divorced, didn't have anywhere to live. The entire Wasatch Front was, there wasn't any housing available. And thankfully, I had a friend out here in Baltimore who offered a place to stay and told me about a barbershop I could work. And so I kind of just took the leap of faith and drove across the country. And I mean, it's kind of all in the songs. It didn't go as well as I really wanted it to. I really wanted to have an amicable separation. It's not good, but I'm feeling really great about life. And my son and I are close.
Oh, that's good. And,
I mean, it could be worse. It could
Wait
be
a minute. So this is making sense to me now, because we're going to play a song called Sun, which is your new release, right?
Yeah, the Sun EP is a lot of songs that I wrote specifically for my son, like Nostalgia and Sun are very much messages to him. And then we have an album coming out later this year, which is a lot of the other songs that were written but weren't so dedicated specifically to him.
Now, was that the song that was produced by Jed Jones, who has worked with Post Malone and The Killers and many more?
Yeah, I cut hair. I'm a barber, and I used to cut his hair a long time ago. And so we've been working together for a long time, and we were both really excited about his chance to work with The Killers and then Post Malone. It's been really great, and we've been friends for a long time. He's really fantastic.
Now, this is a story. I love it, Drew. How cool. So you're a barber. You made friends with Jed Jones because you were cutting his hair?
Yep.
And
it's just happenstance.
And I mean, you know, come on, Post Malone, The Killers. So that right away, I mean, in the music business, you need to have credibility. It's all about, you know, making those connections, who you've played with. Even the classic rock guys that I've had on, they love to name drop. And I love when they name drop, because that's what it's all about, is who you've played with or who produced, you know, other albums. And then it sort of you know, helps everybody in the long run. So this is what's up with the name? How do you say it again?
Icarus Phoenix.
Icarus Phoenix, the Greek god, the Greek myth.
Well, let me backtrack for just a second, since you love name dropping. I should name drop Jake Bellows, my friend from the band Nava De Nova on Saddle Creek. He helped record the album, as well as Andrew Young played drums, and my friend Justin Pacheco back in Utah played bass. And it really wouldn't be the album that it is without all of their efforts. It was a really special time, and it was a really, really intense recording session. We recorded 40 songs in about 3 days, and you know, they really, really put in a lot of work. Everyone worked really hard, and it was a really special time. But I should probably mention those people.
Because yeah, for sure.
They're important. You want to know about Icarus Phoenix? Do you guys want to? Do you want to handle it, or do you want me to do it?
No, I mean, so there's like Icarus, who flew too close to the sun and his wings melted, like the wax from the wings melted and he fell. And then there's the Phoenix, who, you know, burned into ashes and then rose from it. So there's a story of falling and there's a story of rising, and they're both kind of myths.
And it's a continual process. It's not necessarily Sisyphean, but it is similar in the sense that, you know, we're striving for greatness and trying to make something and failing and then trying again.
This is getting really deep. This is getting really deep with you guys, but it's really cool because, there's meaning in that, right? Because of your struggle with divorce. Where we're going?
I mean, Icarus Phoenix, the band started before I got divorced.
Right.
I definitely was struggling in my relationship and with a lot of existential things. And it kind of sprung from a lot of that. But overall, I think divorce is kind of like, I don't want to say it's a red herring. It's definitely, it was a huge change in my life. And really, it was a big shift. It was a big ask. And a lot of growth came from that and a lot of learning. And I'm really grateful for the experience. But overall, I think the idea of Icarus Phoenix came from, you know, 20 years of playing music and just trying to make something that was special and feeling a little bit unheard.
Well, let me say this. You've independently toured and released records since 2002. That's we're talking about Drew here. And you released over 400 songs on over 20 albums, 13 EPs, and played 800 plus shows worldwide, including two Day Trotter sessions and a few invitations to Pop Montreal and one to, what is it? The Pygmalion Music Festival.
Yeah. Pygmalion Fest. Oh, Tree Fort out in Boise, Idaho. That's a really good one too.
Nice. So, you know, you've done all this, accomplished all this, and basically doing it on your own, doing it yourself. So we need to play one of the songs and then get to the new release. So let's take a quick break and then you can come back and just sort of tell us. The name of this song is Nostalgia for Alanis Morissette. So my guess is that you're playing off of Alanis Morissette. You can answer that question right after the break. More with Icarus Phoenix coming up right after this.
Escape the ordinary and let your taste buds wander through the enchanting landscapes of the Mediterranean and the Caribbean at the all-new Costa Vino Wine Bar Restaurant. Check out their happy hour specials and enjoy a symphony of tastes from their delicious menu. Costa Vino, located at 36 Westport Avenue in Norwalk. For more information, go to CostaVinoRestaurant.com.
Get back on the road with peace of mind with auto repair services you can trust. Accurate Auto Repair at 203-854-0338 or check them out at AccurateAutoNorwalk.com.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
Hello, this is Vince Santilli, CEO of Homes to the Brave, and we are so excited to be having our 8th annual comedy night featuring professional comics that are U.S. military veterans. It'll be on Friday night, April 5th at Vizzano's Four Seasons. To get your tickets, go to homestothebrave.org. That's homestothebrave.org.
From the Empire State Building's backyard, you're listening to The City's Backyard with Matt Zacho.
We're in the backyard of Baltimore. Icarus Phoenix is the Baltimore-based rock band, indie rock band, that is on this episode. Drew Danbury is the boss. Are you the boss man, the lead singer?
I hope not. I mean, it's a project that I started, but right now Lena and I have been co-writing songs, and I actually had a friend come up to me last night at our show last night and say that she needed to sing more, and I agree. So
it's a band. She should sing. It's more. A real band.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about this song that we're going to play. First of all, the title of it. What's the deal with that? And now you have a video out. And so, what's the meaning of the title of the song and even the video?
Okay, so are you talking about nostalgia for Aronis Morissette?
Yeah.
The first time I ever played Dungeons and Dragons, I was a half elf bard, and one of the suggested names was Aranis, and I automatically just added Morissette. And my son is obsessed with Dungeons and Dragons, or at least I shouldn't say obsessed. He's somewhat fanatical about Dungeons and Dragons. So when I wrote the song and I mentioned him, and I mentioned Fae Ancestry, which is a Dungeons and Dragons term, I just thought I would throw in Aronis Morissette. And then when I told him about it and asked him if I should use that title, he completely agreed.
And the half bard?
Yeah, the half bard elf, or the half elf bard. It's a half elf and then a bard. It's just like a character that you can play in Dungeons and Dragons. It's one of the many characters you can play.
Ah, okay. But now it all makes sense. So it's just sort of like it rhymed with Morissette.
Yeah, I mean,
with Alanis.
Yeah,
you were exactly thinking that, though, right? You were thinking about her.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny. All right, here's Icarus Phoenix, The City's Backyard.
Saw my life and how I wanted it to be. I threw all caution to the wind, and I gathered up my melodies. I weaved my words into a symphony alight. But it's a lonely life, traveling mendicant, no bride. But you keep that lantern lit to hide. And though the smallest chance, they may do more than just dance. Gently placing words to make them think. Jake sing, I found his melodies so comforting. I heard words that helped me realize I am free. But some creatures are immune with their deafness to a tune. Or maybe they're more than aloof fae ancestry. But when your son requests that you grow a wizard's beard, and you realize you already cast spells.
So I would say the song is anything but hard rock, that's for sure. You know, it's almost kind of easy on the ears, you know what I mean? It's not, it doesn't sound like you know, like a heavy music type of band that's banging away. You know, there's no similarity there to Black Sabbath, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I mean, we discuss that a lot. I discuss this a lot, that, you know, live, I like to play heavier and put a little bit more energy into it, and I like the recordings to have a little bit more of a laid back quality. So if we did get a chance to start touring a lot more, I wouldn't have any expectations of screaming every night or yelling or throwing out my voice. But, you know, if people come see us, it'll be a louder and a little bit more intense.
Yeah, there's some nice simplicity to it in a way. I think of, you know, if we're comparing it to cars, you know, all the new cars have all the technology, all the computers are in the engines. It's like you can't even, you know, mechanics will complain that you can't even get your hands in these newer engines. It's just the way it is. They're just jam packed. Whereas the older engines back in the day, if you ever go to old car shows, you open up the hood of, you know, an old Mustang or whatever, and you could get your hands around the engine. So it just doesn't sound too cluttered, which is nice, you know?
Yeah, we are a Mustang. That's what we do. Yeah, it's Nostalgia is a much more laid back song. It's a more chill song. Other songs in the EP are a little bit more upbeat, and the album itself is going to be a little bit heavier. And then songs we're writing currently are, I don't know if they're going to be heavy, but the sound is evolving.
Well, we need to play the new track, the new release called Sun. And why don't we take one last quick break and then come back? Icarus Phoenix is our guest. They're from Baltimore. And this is cool having you guys in the backyard of New York City. I mean, how's it feel to be connected to the backyard of the Big Apple? I mean, are you going to come out this way?
I mean, I can't lie, Matt. I love New York. I got a lot of friends there. You know, we love New York. We'll come play for our friends and for you. We like it.
Well, we need to talk about that, but we'll do it after we come back and play the song Sun. We're going to talk about where you're going to be playing out live, what your plans are, whether it's, you know, overseas or in the States. More with Icarus Phoenix right after the break.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art Black Box Theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Keeping your home or business warm and running efficiently during the cold winter months shouldn't be a challenge. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk for your free system evaluation and start saving money today. Google them for more information at The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouth-watering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
This is a lot of fun. We're going out to Maryland, to the backyard of Baltimore, Icarus Phoenix. I'm really starting to like that name. The more I say it, the more I like it. So we've got Drew and Lena and Eli on this episode talking about, and we're missing one of the members, right?
Yeah, Brendan couldn't make it, but he's the bassist, so he's the backbone.
Yeah, so we're going to play this song called Sun. Why don't we get right to it? And then we'll come back and chat a little bit about where people can see you play live. So again, a quick little synopsis on this. It's about your son?
Yes, it is a direct message to my son.
And what's the message?
Well, I mean, let's let them hear it. It's pretty straightforward.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Let's play it. It's Sun. It's Icarus Phoenix. It's the City's Backyard Podcast.
Son, your parents love you. Sometimes two good people aren't too good for each other. And sometimes we change who. So if our paths diverge, like myself and your mother, well, I can't let you forget that I'll always love you. If there's one thing to bet, I'll do anything I can do. Suffering is training. Wisdom is knowing that you don't know it all. Intelligence is kindness. Humility is knowing who you are when you fall. And I can't let you forget that I'll always love you. If there's one thing to bet, I'll do anything I can do for you.
There you have it. That's the new release, Icarus Phoenix from Baltimore. They're this Baltimore indie rock band. They're in the backyard today. And all right. So, Drew, do you think they figured it out?
I hope so.
So it's up to their own interpretation.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what music sort of can be, right? People can interpret the way they want.
I completely agree. We are writing a lot of new songs that are up for interpretation.
So that song right there was produced by Jed Jones, Post Malone, The Killers. And again, you cut your friend Jed's hair. So next thing you know, he's producing your music.
Yeah, it was kind of on a whim. I found out we were just talking about music and he was saying how he's working at June Audio in Provo, Utah. And it's been a longstanding institution in Provo. And I just kind of threw out the idea, let's record a song. And we did. And it's called Mediocrity. And we had a lot of fun making it. and it came out really great. And so we decided to record a few more. And then when I started the Icarus Phoenix project, I exclusively wanted to work with him. So he's a huge part of the project.
So is he going to continue to work on new tracks as they come out?
I hope so, unless something has changed. But we do have plans to record in the future. Not set in stone, but we are planning on working together again.
Do you ever ask him questions about the Killers or Post Malone?
No, not at all, actually. I'm excited for him that he's getting songwriting credits and success in ways that he deserves.
Well, let's talk about your future success. So I saw that you guys are going to be touring. Well, you already are. You know, we're into March here. You're already touring Japan this month.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited. It's we wanted to go to Japan.
Yeah, it's huge for us.
So why Japan? And why not New York City or Baltimore? Well, obviously, you just played in Baltimore. But, I mean, why Japan?
For some odd reason, Matt, it's easier to book shows in Japan than it is New York City.
Wow. That is so interesting. So have you ever been to Japan?
I've never been. I've been studying Japanese for years. I had a friend who offered to help put together a tour. And it's a long story, but the short story is we are now currently in Japan as you listen to this.
Yeah, well, the thing about podcasting is, you know, people listen after. So depending on when they hear it, who knows how many shows you will have done, because, you know, it's on demand. So people listen, you know, sometimes they go 3 and 4 podcasts back to different episodes. So that is really cool. Let's talk about other dates on the horizon. Are you going to try and, you know, visit this area, the backyard, New York, the East Coast? I mean, you know, obviously you're based out of Maryland. Where would you like to go in the States?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of contacts here on the East Coast. We want to play up in Philly. I'm from the Baltimore area, so I know a lot of folks in Philly and New York would be great. And we've also talked about going down to Alabama and Nashville. What's the
other place? South Carolina.
South Carolina, Charleston. So we have a lot of future plans to tour across the U.S. And then on the back end of our Japan tour, we're stopping in L.A. as well. So we'll be hitting a lot of the East Coast states.
Oh, nice. So you're actually going to play L.A.?
Yeah. The last couple days of our Japan tour, when we get back to L.A., we're going to play one show before we head back to Baltimore.
That is sweet. Well, this was so cool having you guys in the backyard. Best of luck with the remaining dates, you know, like we said, depending on when people are listening to this episode in Japan. But I think it's really cool. Icarus Phoenix has been our guest. And how can people follow you, Drew? How can they, you know, find out if you're going to be playing their area in the future? And how can they, you know, find you on social media?
I really like Songkick and Bands in Town, but the Instagram handle is Icarus Phoenix Band.
And how do you spell that? Obviously, we know how to spell Phoenix, but Icarus.
Icarus is Icarus. And then Phoenix, like Arizona, and then Band.
Nice. Well, guys, anything you want to add before we wrap it up? I mean, I know you do this movie night thing, and as we're recording this, you're going to have movie night. Yeah. So what's the movie that you're going to be watching later?
Have we talked about what movie you want to watch?
Usually we just kind of pitch ideas. I studied film in college, so I have a lot of DVDs.
There's a ton of movies.
I was going to pitch the movie Fish Story, which is a Japanese film about a punk band that saves the world. Or I was going to pitch Sound of Noise, which is, I think it's Swedish, a Swedish film about a bunch of anarchist drummers taking over a city.
That's pretty funny. So it's tying into what you're doing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Taking over the world.
That's great. Well, I hope you guys decide on a movie together. I mean, it sounds like the band is, you know, everybody has their voice, you know, so that's cool. You know, being the lead singer, usually the lead, you know, especially with these classic rockers that I've had on, it's like, you know, the leader of the band usually is the one that bosses everybody around to some degree. You know what I'm saying? But sounds like you're a tight knit family there, watching movies together and everything. So sounds like you can tolerate each other on the road in other countries like Japan.
We'll find out.
Yeah, hope so.
It's just the beginning. Who only knows? But it, I mean, it sounds like there's a good chemistry. So you guys sound like you do get along. And this was really fun to have you in the backyard. Icarus Phoenix, thank you, Eli, Lena, and Drew, for coming to the backyard of New York City here and sharing your music.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Matt, thanks so much. It was good to visit the city's backyard.
That puts a wrap on the city's backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.